After several years of waiting and getting the runaround from the elected officials, the FBI has finally officially closed the Epstein case and has released footage to prove nothing suspicious happened in his death. According to the FBI, Epstein 100% took himself out. They also claim that there was never a client list or blackmail evidence, and there will be no investigation into any other person. The FBI is urging that we forget about this situation and move on, as Epstein is dead and Maxwell is in prison. After the FBI released this information, the public is not only not buying it, but are more furious than ever before, as this has to be the sloppiest, no-effort cover-up I have ever seen before. The FBI and the government covering this up in this matter proves they are guilty, just like we expected. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. In today's episode, we will be talking about the FBI closing the Epstein case and Trump's involvement in all of this. Let's get right into it. A few days back, Americans were preparing to finally get the answers we were waiting for years. The FBI promised to give the world the Epstein update they were waiting for, finally put an end to the mystery of the entire situation. FBI Director Kash Patel promised to release the information we needed to know the truth. We would not only find out how Epstein died, if he even died, but we would finally find out who was on that list of accomplices that participated in Epstein's disturbing crimes. The anticipation was rising, and people were bracing for the worst. As Patel promised, he was releasing Epstein jail footage that the government had been sitting on for years. A few days back, he did just that, and it was just another complete letdown once again. If you have been seeing any of my past videos on this Epstein situation, then you would know I have never expected the government to release the truth about the Epstein files. Like I said many times over, why would those who are guilty expose themselves? That doesn't even make sense. All of those you see smiling on camera talking to the American people are all puppet sellout demons. I mean that when I say that too. This Epstein cover-up was a smack in the face to the American people, and I'm telling you right now, I'm not letting this go, and neither should you. The director of the FBI, Kash Patel, who was just put in that position by the ruling administration, is coming out to claim that there is no unseen Epstein footage, there is no Epstein accomplices, and claim Epstein 100% took himself out. He declared that the case would be closed and no further investigation would be needed, dropping a 10-hour video of a camera near Epstein's cell. The footage wasn't a camera pointed directly at his cell, but it barely showed it in a corner. This footage shows nothing, because it isn't the actual footage of his cell. This is footage of a hallway that barely shows Epstein's cell in the back. On top of this, the footage is literally missing a minute of footage, which is extremely suspicious to say the least. This footage didn't prove anything at all. It is just a joke and an embarrassment for the American people. How is this evidence when it's barely showing itself and it's missing 1 minute of footage? In that 1 minute of footage, anything could have happened. And honestly, from this angle, we can't see anything. This footage put out by Patel is an embarrassing attempt at covering the situation up. This is ironic because before he was put in this position he is now, he was singing a different tune, claiming that he believed Epstein was taken out and promised that if he became the director, he would expose the truth.
To you about the Epstein case, I have worked on this for years, trying to get those records of who flew on Epstein's plane and who helped him build this international trafficking ring.
Absolutely, Senator. Child trafficking has no place in the United States of America, and I will do everything, if confirmed as FBI director, to make sure the American public knows the full weight of what happened in the past.
As Epstein's list, they're sitting on it. That doesn't seem like something you should do. You're protecting the world's foremost predator. That seems like an evil thing to do, regardless of who may be embarrassed in the release of that list. Why is the FBI protecting the greatest in human history?
Simple, because of who's on that list.
Who killed Jeffrey Epstein?
This doesn't look right. It doesn't look like a slide.
Now he's calling the American people who want answers conspiracy theorists, even though he was saying the same thing a few months back. Now let's clear something up. Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile who established an enterprise of trafficking girls to elite men and women on his private island. It has been confirmed that many people were on his island. People like Prince Andrew, who were accused of doing things to minors on his island. It has also been confirmed that celebrities, presidents, politicians, and other important businessmen were all on that island. Now they're trying to tell us that none of that happened. Epstein acted alone, and he had no accomplices. It was only him and Maxwell. No celebrity friends, no politicians or rich, powerful businessmen. No members of the royal family either. It was just Epstein the entire time doing everything by himself. Even though we have more than enough evidence proving Epstein was running around with the elite. But according to the government, now he wasn't. They would never expose themselves. They would never admit who was actually there because they know it's everyone in power. They would never admit that they're still doing what they did at Epstein's island somewhere else. Honestly, why did anyone even expect the government to expose itself? Why would they tell the American people that they're all corrupt and sell out PDF files? Many people thought Trump was going to be the president to blow the lid off this, but I keep telling you guys, all of the presidents, including Trump, are all sellout Masonic puppets. I don't care if you unsubscribe because I said this either. I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm here to expose the truth. I am not on any side. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I think it's all nonsense and is just put in place to manipulate and control you. The only person I serve is Jesus Christ, and I could care less about what these puppets have to say. All presidents, including Trump, are Freemason puppets with barely any power. They are controlled by private banks and massive investment companies that own this country. Trump is just a puppet. He's not fixing America. He's not making it better. He took the same Masonic oath as every other puppet and is just doing what they tell him to do. What just happened with this Epstein situation just further proves that even more. Trump is 100% behind this cover-up. He was associated with Epstein and, in my opinion, has been on that island and has done God knows what. We know for a fact he flew on Epstein's plane, and we know what takes place on Epstein's plane. The massages that are done by little girls. Trump acted as if he was going to expose the truth, but in reality, he made Kash Patel the FBI director so he can cover all of this up, just like he's doing right now. Right now, some people are starting to see Trump for what he is, as he was recently questioned about the Epstein situation, which led Trump to explode on a reporter talking a bunch of nonsense, claiming that there's other more important things going on in our country than the Epstein situation.
Costa, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the Senate?
Yeah, sure.
If hey, I could I just interrupt for
sure.
a second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time? And do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this, where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration.
But honestly, to me and many others, there is nothing more important than exposing the monsters who are taking advantage of kids. People who are pretending to be good people, but in reality are disgusting and evil in every way. Elite men who are having sex magic parties with young victims on a private island. To me, it's more important to know who these predators are and how we're going to hold them accountable than anything else. This response clearly shows Trump's guilt. He, like all the other monsters who participated in Epstein's activities, want this all to go away. That's why they bought out Kash Patel and put him in position. He was never going to expose anything. He was put in power by Trump. They just wanted him to appear like this rebel who was gonna get to the bottom of the Epstein files for the people, fighting for the truth, when in reality, he was just gonna come in and cover it all up. Trump was friends with Epstein. No matter what he claims, they were good friends. So many people are blind when it comes to Trump. They want him to be a hero when he's clearly not. Epstein himself confirmed his friendship with Trump and even called him a horrible person.
People fight each other.
Right.
And then have outsiders, he sort of poisons the well outside. He will tell 10 people Bannon's a scumbag and Priest is not doing a good job and Kelly has a big mouth. And what do you think? Jamie Dimon says that you're a problem and I shouldn't keep you. And I spoke to Carl Icahn and Carl thinks I need a new spokesperson. So Kelly, even though I hired Kellyanne's husband, Kellyanne is just too much of a wild card. And then he tells Bannon, you know, I really want to keep you, but Kellyanne hates you.
I have more than dozens. I probably have
100 hours of Epstein talking about the inner workings of the Trump White House and about his longstanding, deep relationship with Donald Trump.
So how do you know this?
Donald's got to show.
So I need the Donald. Just give me Donald.
You probably know he had a scalp reduction because he had the same male pattern model that you all have. He had his scalp moved in. Donald's office, as you know, he made that. He used to be on the phone and said, fake PR or something. Yeah. I was kind of funny. I was sitting there listening to the guys from the Post Club, and Donald would say, he's a great guy. I loved working with him. And I sit there going, this is just amazing. And he'd say, Michael, come on, let's go to the office. And he'd say, tell me, what's it like to be there? He'd say, do you like having sex with your wife? How often do you have? He'd say, it's great. Seriously, Michael, how often do you have sex with you? Don't you want to go? You and I can go upstairs or tomorrow, come over. There's this girl's coming in from Los Angeles, part of the Hawaiian Tropic conference. So come over to your car. You're going to have a great time. I promise you, Michael, it's just me and you. You're going to have a great time. Be up here at 3 o'clock. We can go upstairs. The whole time, Victoria's been on the phone. Listen. He set it up. Because he wants to f*** Victoria. So he has you on, because as an avoid conversation, you must have had a better wife, right? So I said, yes. Tell me about it. And the wife's on the speakerphone listening to Donald and said, I know you're drunk. I think you're really hot. And I know you think you're a guy. Michael is like the end of the world, the best guy on earth, you will be married. You're wrong. Just listen to the next 20 minutes. And you go with the new lovers and set you up.
So just tell me about his intelligence.
With respect to real estate deals, he's brilliant. He's a salesman. He knows real estate really well. Anything else but that, he knows nothing. No history, no strategy. And what I started to say about executive function. But executive function says, and it's strange because construction, by definition, is just that. First you have the foundation, you have the steels going up, what stage? But in terms of his anything but real estate, he can't figure out if I fire Bannon, what happens tomorrow.
So cause and effect, he has no relationship. Is it in analytic intelligence?
No.
Now what's this thing about that functionally he can't read or he doesn't read or?
He certainly can't read a balance sheet, which is funny. Has no idea. He doesn't read. He reads page 6. So he's not functionally illiterate. But his reading comprehension is only too complicated. He doesn't know.
Now, what's other than he has a sense of humor. He can be funny.
He's great, but funny.
What else recommends him?
His ability to sell. He is charming. He is able to convince people. It's very much like Clinton. Both Bill and Donald have the ability to go over to a fat, ugly woman, say, "You are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen." So he tells everybody what they want to hear. And it's charming. And I'm telling you that I know 4 or 5 people who have recently sued him. I just realized we're talking where he wrote the UN Plaza Trump Tower was in that vision. I was going to take the top 4. I went with Donald to see. And it was, again, what did he pay me? That was a $13 million transaction.
you can pay me 11 if you report the 13 that you give food to tomorrow or something. It's always. So the idea that he is that bad, dirty business, he's a construction person in New York City, an electrician in the country. I don't know what to think. There's not even a horrible human being in Jeffrey's book. He does nasty things to his best friend's wives. Anyone who first tries to gain your trust and then uses it to do bad things. That's how it goes.
Epstein, the evil man PDF file, called Trump a horrible person. That should let you know everything you need to know. What I believe happened to Epstein is pretty clear. They sent someone in to take him out to silence him to make sure he doesn't reveal any of his elite accomplices, or B, he's still alive somewhere hiding out. I want people to understand once and for all, this country is controlled by high-degree Freemason occultists. Those in power all perform occult rituals together and take the same oath. What Epstein had going on in his island was a lodge for these occult rituals. Rituals that young girls were brought and used for. All of the people you see on your TV screen are a part of that system. They're either puppets or puppet masters. You need to stop looking at those corrupt leaders for the solution. Look to Christ. These Masonic puppets are covering this up right in front of us. But we will not accept this as our answer. We know they are guilty, and at this point, we don't need them to tell us. We need to call them out and hold them accountable, including Trump. Kids were being taken advantage of. And when it comes to the kids, we have to fight for them. So many of them are hurt, and we shouldn't just sit around letting this happen. We still don't know how many kids didn't make it off that island. How many of them were sacrificed to the evil these men serve? You think it ended at just massages? Wake up. This is darker than you can ever imagine. Trust no one in power, no matter what they tell you. Only trust God. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.